Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
The lead story, and it was national, it was international news. Tiger Woods in a serious automotive crash yesterday around 7:15 California time, leaving the, he was doing a photo shoot, right? Like a commercial shoot?
Yeah, commercial shoot.
Yep. And we've got all the latest information. Text us, the keyword, of course, would be
Tiger.
Yeah, it makes sense. Here's the sheriff talking about it.
At 7:12 in the morning, Lomita Sheriff Station received a call of a solo vehicle collision. We arrived on scene at 7:18 a.m. and discovered a solo vehicle collision. The sole occupant was Tiger Woods. They did not see any evidence of impairment, anything of concern.
Upon arrival, observed one person trapped. The Holligan tube, which is used for prying, and an axe was also used to pry the person free from the vehicle. The patient was packaged at the incident in stable condition with serious injuries. They were transported to Harbor UCLA Hospital.
Okay, and a lot of damage to his leg. I mean, you know, there's still reports, ESPN had stuff last night about open wound, which if you're a doctor in the medical field, from what I understand, that's when they relieve the pressure on your leg, so they open it up.
Right.
To let it in, you know, but we're talking screws in his feet.
Oh, God, yeah.
Tibia, fibia,
screws,
yeah.
And bolts, and yeah. Everything in his right leg.
Yeah, yeah. So there's significant. We'll know more today, obviously, but, man, we're not clickbaiting it. If you haven't seen the photos, they're up there, keyword Tiger. But damn. You and I were talking about this. You as a young guy, Tiger is your Ali in a lot of ways. Not every way, but I don't yell at me for that, but there are certain icons in sport, and you and I have named four people that I think are one-word Q-squirrels. Jordan, Pele, Ali, Tiger. Worldwide.
Yeah.
They're known worldwide.
Right, absolutely.
So for you, you've never dealt with something like this, even, you know.
No, that's what we were saying earlier. I mean, I was 7 years old when he won his first Masters, and that was when he just took off.
Yeah.
And so for me and my buddies, man, he is the guy that we all looked to and went, hell, we golfed with our parents before, but now we actually want to golf.
Sure.
And that was, it made it cool. If you were a golfer, if you wore that Nike golf shirt, man, you were a cool, cool dude.
Our youngest, Ryan, had a little golf set. One of those little, you know, the plastic ones?
Right.
And he would, you ask Kathy this, he saw Tiger Woods on TV, and he was four, and he would walk around the backyard going, I am Tiger Woods. I'm Tiger Woods! And he would hit the golf ball over and over and over.
Right.
So, yeah, yeah. But he's alive. It could have been a hell of a lot worse. And thank God. And if there's one guy who's going to come back from all this, it's Tiger Woods.
Yep.
Yeah, the tough son of a bitch, man. Yeah.
And that's the cool part is, like you said, he's alive. And now we sit back and watch, and hopefully he can be Tiger again, man.
He's still Tiger Woods if he never plays golf again. Yeah. And if the last round of golf he ever played was the one he played with his son, that's a good way to go out with him and Charlie. So, anyway. Red Wings lose to Nashville 2-0. If you want to win tickets for a Wings game, text the keyword WINGS to play Red Wings Rithmetic. Pistons beat the Magic 105-93. And Michigan State, Smarty Nation. They beat Illinois, fifth-ranked Illini, 81-72. Izzo has found something with the small ball lineup. You hate this as a Wolverine. Here they come.
No, I'm just like, is it too late this time?
No.
You don't think?
Duke and Michigan State will get into the tournament because they are Duke and Michigan State. As long as they don't lose in the first round of their respective tournaments if they don't screw up that bad. If State goes on a tear and wins like four or five games, goes into the Big Ten tournament, maybe wins two, they're in.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. You got to put it. I mean, you're going to have to.
It's Michigan State. You got to put them in. Same thing for Duke with Coach K. You have to.
Big Jim's house.
Jim O'Brien.
And the trainer is Mike Avenel.
And the voice of Battle of the Burbs, the one and only Ken Calvert. Woo! 6:27. Let's bring in the casual one man. We got him. Now we got our players. Everybody ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. Ooh, someone's got a deep voice over there. Okay, Jack's got the bullhorn to our right here. We got three players on the phone. Kevin, Westside. You ready, Kev?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Robert, Eastside. You ready to crack there, Robert?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, he's got the pipes. And then Josh Downriver. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Downriver's up by how many now?
Downriver's up by 6 over the west and 7 over the east.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this can all change on a dime, though. All right, so you guys focus.
Be 5 after today.
See? Ooh,
there we go.
Is.
There
I
we
like
go.
Little confidence.
Like that.
Okay.
Like that.
Here we go. Remember.
$1 of a sweet today.
Okay, see? There it is. Do not answer until you're called upon, and make sure you call out either east, west, or downriver. Here we go. Question number one. What band released the album Pieces of Eight in 1977, including the song Renegade?
East
Side.
Robert, what's the answer?
Is it Sticks?
It is Sticks.
Yes, sir!
That's nice. Right. You could pick up Sticks in 1977.
Hey.
Where's my laser shots? Okay, here we go.
All right. Question number two. What network broadcasted The Love Boat from 1977 to
19... West Side.
Kevin, what's the answer?
ABC.
ABC. Saturday yeah. night, baby.
Yeah.
That's right. Julie, Isaac, slipping people drinks. Okay, never mind. I won't get into the whole Rufy Isaac theory. That's a whole different thing. Okay, question number three. West side of the one, east side of the one. Question number three. If you've got the time, we've got the beer was the slogan for what brand of beer?
Downriver.
Well, Josh, what's the answer?
Is that Downriver?
Budweiser?
No.
East side.
East.
Robert, what's the answer?
Is it Miller Time?
It is Miller Time. All right, East Side, they called their shot, man. You did it, man. You have got the Battle of the Burbs T-shirt. Congratulations. And Kevin and Josh, we got two more rounds today. We'll play 720 and 820. Cool?
Big Jim's House.
Friday is the day. We've been waiting so long. We've been talking to Alice about this for months. He's such a tease.
Finally!
Detroit Stories is coming out on Friday. Of course, we'll have lots of songs from. We already do. But we wanted to share a little story and... Well, here's Alice talking. This was back in November when we were discussing this.
My next album that's coming out is called Detroit Stories. And it's all about Detroit. And it's all Detroit players. And it's, you know, the drummer from Mitch Ryder, you know, Johnny B, Wayne Kramer on guitar. You know, I mean, I got all those guys on it. And it's all about Detroit. And it's... story, and all the players, all the singers, all the horns, everything are all, and we recorded it in Royal Oak.
Really? Okay.
So it's a tribute to Detroit. Yeah,
And it's awesome. So we will Friday morning. You know we're going to blow it out with Alice's new album, but we wanted to share this with you now. Alice Cooper swears, and he told us he had never heard this song on the radio.
Right.
Somebody played it for him. They're like, check it out. He's like, who is that? And they're like, it's Bob Seger.
What? What?
He had never heard East Side Story. Let's be honest, we both went, yeah, whatever, dude. You're just saying that for the album.
Right.
He seriously never heard East Side Story.
Yep.
So that's the one that they cover on Detroit Stories, but why wait till Friday? We can do it now. If you haven't heard this, well, there you go. That's East Side Story. Alice Cooper off Detroit Stories comes out Friday. We'll have that. Friday morning, we'll have it for you. More of a conversation with Alice about the project itself and some pretty cool stuff. Sounded good?
Yeah.
Sounded great. You were telling me John Varvatos is the guy who... turned Alice onto it, right?
Yeah, I found that interesting. I was just reading more into it. I'm like, huh? He was the one that suggested for him to do East Side Story after Alice told him he wanted to do a Seger song. And he goes, what's that? So he showed him playing it on Swingin' Time,
the
Canadian old Canadian show.
Yeah, there's that YouTube video.
Yeah.
It's famous. Yeah, Bob.
It's,
wow, that's how he got it,
like,
huh?
John Barbeau. Man, different circles those guys run. Okay.
So we'll get the new Alice Cooper project on Friday. We may get a new host for Wheel of Fortune. And we're not joking. I'm telling you right now, I do not want to get into this discussion about cancel culture. We are right? Because you can go down a rabbit hole on this. And Pat Sajak did this. Now, here's the thing that I want you to think about. Now, if you want to see the whole clip, do we have it posted?
Yeah, keyword Pat.
These shows aren't live. These are taped. So it's not like one person just hit a button. There were multiple people that didn't have a problem with this. Again, I'm just presenting this to you. I'm not saying it's good or bad, but there are multiple people that check this out, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's got to go through how many channels before they...
Yeah.
And to not stop it right there and say, whoa, cut, let's move back.
Yeah. What the hell are we talking about? Keyword Pat, check this out.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Pat.
Tech sales, huh?
Yeah, I work for a technology company. We sell technology that benefits older adults living in senior living communities.
Yeah, that's a tough thing, too, because technology and sometimes people are not open to new ideas.
You'd be surprised how open they are.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. So that's just a myth.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
I see.
Here it was. That's it. He just did a little lisp back to the guy. Guy had a lisp, and he had, I see. blowing up this morning. Blowing up this morning, man.
Is this Pat's way of, like, maybe trying to get out of hosting? Like, I'm done, dude. Will you guys please let me go?
I would assume at this point, if Pat Sajak wants to walk off, he can walk off whenever he wants to.
He will have to go out at a bang, I guess.
I guess. But he is a stand-up comedian. And again, I am not justifying this at all. We're just leaving it. You guys make your own mind up on this one. Maybe he thought it was funny.
Yeah. I mean, he got a little chuckle from the contestant.
Well, yeah, the guy's about to give you 20 grand. I would laugh, too.
Yeah. So funny.
So, Jim, you're a fat guy.
Yeah.
Let me spin the wheel.
Yeah, that's a tough thing, too, because technology and sometimes people are not open to new ideas.
You'd be surprised how open they are.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. So that's just a myth.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
I see. You were married.
That's it. Yeah.
And that's an awkward laugh. Like, did you just make fun of my lisp, dude?
Telling you. You're going to hear it today. And the weird thing is, you guys may not know this, but sometimes people go on Facebook and they get really upset about things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Big Jim's house.
Battle of the Burbs. So let's knock on the door of Big Jim's house and see who's going to win.
Down River!
East side.
West side. Let's go down River!
Here's your host, Big Jim O'Brien. And the trainer is Mike Abdenau.
And the voice of Battle of the Burbs, our man, Kim Calvert. Casey, the casual one. It's Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Eastside won the first round, so that means they're back by how many now?
They are back by six, tied with the Westside.
And then Downrivers. Way over there. They're way out in front. But it's early, man. It's February. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Al, on line two, you're Westside. What's up, Al?
Hey, how are you, man?
We're good, buddy. Jesse on line three. Jesse, you're Downriver.
Good morning.
Morning. And then Joe, Eastside. Joe, you guys won the first round, so no pressure, okay?
Double it up.
See, I liked a lot of confidence today, man. This is good. All right, Jack's to our right. He's got the bullhorn. He is the judge. Ryan and I have the questions. Two out of three wins. Do not answer until you're called upon, and make sure your game show loud. Not Pat Sajak loud, but game show loud. Okay, here we go. Question number one. Steve Yzerman is the general manager of what Detroit sports team?
Is that East?
I don't know. You're the judge.
He needed to be louder. Okay.
Joe, what's the answer?
Detroit Red Wings.
There we go.
Yeah!
It's tough over there, man. It's tough. You're walking through
Be confident.
Be confident.
Be confident.
There's no I in fear.
We're going with you, man.
Hoorah, baby. Okay.
All right, number two here. Simon Cowell, Paul Abdul, and Randy Jackson.
Downriver.
Jesse, what's the answer?
American Idol.
Yep. We're the original judges on what TV show?
Dog. Pitchy. Yeah. Pitch. Okay. Downriver with one. Eastside with one. Question number three. Jason Bonham's dad is best known as the drummer for what band?
Downriver.
Jesse for the win.
Is that Led Zeppelin?
There it is. Dramatic pause for effect, and then he fired. All right. Joe and Al, we got another round coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. You guys are welcome to call back and try to get in, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Have a good day. See you, Al. Later, Joe. Jesse, you did it. I'm Big Jim O'Brien. There's Ryan Logan. Jack working the house phones, doing a great job as always. Appreciate you, brother. All right. 248-398-9279. My twitchy little co-host over here.
Twitchy little co-host.
You're a hell of a week, man. Your very first house is up for sale now.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to see how not to list your house on Zillow, we have that posted keyword house, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a bad listing. Your house looks great, though. And you had how many people visit yesterday?
There was five showings yesterday.
Nice.
The first day we put, 40 minutes after we put it up, there was two scheduled.
Okay, so now how many people have told you what scent to put into the house? I said cookies.
Yeah, a lot of people, it's like the, go with the season, so it's wintery right now.
Yeah.
So you got to have that kind of, you know, that winter candle that you got going on in your house. But we made it smell good.
What'd you use?
this candle I like. It's called mahogany something. It kind of smells like cologne, like the cologne I use. I don't know why.
Okay, when you say mahogany cologne, all I think of is Ron Burgundy. So yeah,
it smells of rich mahogany.
I know. That's, what are you doing?
I don't know. That's just the name of it. You know. Okay.
All right. So their house up for sale, and seriously, it's a thing, right? Vanilla's a big one. Cinnamon is one.
Yeah.
What would be the worst smell you could have in a house? 248-398-9279. I had some deviled eggs yesterday. I was going to bring them in and have you set them out on the counter.
Yeah, that'll work.
Come on. It'd be totally worth it. 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. Everybody talks about, okay, here's the best smell to put in your house. What would be the worst? The worst smell.
Well, yeah, this is good. Then I can avoid those.
Right.
All of those.
Because you've never had to deal with weird smells in your house before.
Never.
Oh, no, wait. You had skunks live underneath it for, what, a year?
Yeah, but for all of you out there, they are taken care of. No animals or varmints in the yard in the past year.
Varmints?
Varmints.
Okay, Elmer.
Rick said, my stepdad says that.
I'm going to get some vomits.
I have varmints again.
What is the worst? So what would be the worst smell? I'm still going, warm deviled eggs is bad.
That would be pretty bad in there.
What else? Other ones. Do you have any sweat socks you could leave out?
Ooh.
From a 16-year-old.
Oh. I think mine would do just fine. Pack them underneath places.
Some good stink. What's the worst smell to put out when you're trying to show your house? And the cool thing is, once we get to the worst one, you guys are going to do that today, too, as part of the bit. Does Heidi know that?
Oh, yeah. Give Heidi a call. Thank you, Heidi. Ask her that. Yeah.
Big Jim's house.
I think this is a thread that we always try to help you and Heidi.
Yeah. Yeah. You got always good advice.
That's what I'm saying.
Adulting, as it's called.
Yeah. So they made their house smell like a nice, you know, mahogany smell to it. And I'm like, no, you got to have the worst smell in there. Because that way they know that they really want your house because they'll power through whatever that horrible smell is. See?
Oh, okay.
See what I'm thinking?
Yeah, connecting it now.
Yeah, so everyone can give you the advice on what's the best smell, but what's the worst smell that could be in the house? 248-398-9279. Text messages coming in?
Yeah, we got a couple people who send in a wet dog.
You got a dog.
And we did give him a shower yesterday before people came over and saw, too. That was...
Well, don't bathe him anymore. Danny's cut off. No more showers for the dog.
No more showers until we sell this
wet
place.
Wet dog.
Michael said baby crap. Just throw a bunch of diapers all over the place.
It's a good smell. That's not bad. It's a horrible smell. But again, your mind, like, man, we could start a family here.
Yeah.
Because it smells like the worst part of starting a family.
Though. Right.
Yeah.
And then this one is, I think, my favorite because I cannot take this smell. Sauerkraut. Cooking sauerkraut?
Wait a minute. What if they're from German heritage and they walk in the house and they smell sauerkraut and they go, this is home.
Smells like home. I don't know.
Was that your German accent?
No.
That
so
was horrible.
Moving on.
Smells like home.
There you go. Thank you.
You know what I mean? Like Colonel Klink.
I did it quiet enough to.
I want to buy this house because it has the sauerkraut in it. John and Taylor, worst smell for Ryan's house?
I would say the worst smell could be marijuana.
Just blaze up before somebody comes in there, man. Okay, just where it's just a weed house.
Yeah.
Okay. You got that one? Yeah. Well, your street address is 420 Bong Lane, so that makes sense. So, thank you, buddy.
Yep.
There he goes.
Line two. Andy, what's up, bud?
How you guys doing?
We're good, man.
Somebody might have got me on part of this, but fresh cooked liver and onions.
Oh, nice, geez. There it is. In a cast iron skillet.
Come on.
Burn that crap, man. Andy, well played, brother. There you go. Some
all
good
right.
sensing.
Have
see
a
you,
good
man.
One, you guys.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate you listening.
All right. Talk all right. to you.
There he goes.
Rich, okay, what's the worst smell?
How about dirty kitty litter? It's not been changed in a while. You know,
yeah.
The urine, nasty smell.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so we go with dirty kitty litter. I can get you some of that.
Oh, no, stop
we
it.
We have cats at home.
You just gave mine an idea. Come on.
I can unplug the litter robot in a minute, man. Oh, we could make Bombardier to co-pilot. Yeah. All right, good call, Rich. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
There he goes. Come on. I can get Bear to poop for you.
I'm all right on that.
Somebody just texted in formaldehyde.
Yeah.
No. Nope. Nope. I've been watching that hotel thing on Netflix about the murder. No formaldehyde. No. What is the worst smell you could have in your house? Why are we talking about this? Because Ryan, You guys have your house on the market, your very first home.
Yep.
Is up for sale. Now, as a side note, if you want to see the worst Zillow listing, we have that posted as well. It's creepy. Keyword house, right?
Yeah. Oh, just got to get in a few pictures. It starts off all right.
And then, yeah, there's mannequins, and it looks like a really bad horror movie, and it's a real Zillow listing. Anyway. But you guys had, what, five people come look at the house last night?
Yep.
First day it's on the market.
Yep, a couple more lined up for tonight already, so.
That's cool. So we got time to change the smell because you went with some mahogany candle smelling all professional stuff. That's boring.
Yeah.
You got to find out if people really want your house. Don't you want whoever buys your house to be a motivated buyer who also wants to be there?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I want them to enjoy the house.
Well, you're going to find out how committed they are if you have the worst smell possible in there. See, we're helping you this morning. 248-398-9279 is our studio number, our house phone. Let me see. Other suggestions on text messages, Ryan?
Yeah, we got a bunch coming in. Well, we got Nanette who says sewer backup. Just coming through the pipes. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah, that wouldn't be
good. That's a tough one. Okay.
Moldy bong water. You don't want that through the house.
That is a band that only performs at the Hash Bash twice a year. Ladies and gentlemen, Moldy Bong Water.
We'll play for weed, man.
We'll play for weed. Rotting grass was one that came up.
How about cooking head cheese? What? I don't know about that one.
That's a Foreigner song. Oh, no, that's Head Games. Never mind. 248-398-9279. Now, who's this?
This is Ron.
Ron, you got a smell for us?
I sure do. How about wet hockey gear?
Oh. Hey, I do got a all my old hockey stuff in my bag in the barn. So
there you go.
Bring it in the house.
There you go. Okay.
You know how that stuff smells when you got to dry it out, especially like the elbow pads. That was always the worst.
Elbow pads?
Elbow pads, gloves. Gloves are always bad.
Okay.
Yeah, gloves are bad too.
Okay.
Yeah.
These are all quality ideas. You are going to be sleeping on my couch tonight, Logan. You are done. All right. Hey, buddy, appreciate you listening in the morning, man. Have a great day. All right.
Okay, later. You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, good morning, Big Jim's house. Who's this?
Kevin.
Kevin, what's... Okay, worst smell for Ryan's house as he's trying to sell it?
How about Limburger cheese?
Oh, Limburger? I've never... Is it really that bad?
It's pretty pungent, yeah.
Okay. Ryan made a face.
My parents used to have it. I thought, I ain't putting something that smells like that in my mouth.
That is the best endorsement for a bad smell. You the man. All right, be good, buddy.
Oh, okay, all right, bye.
There he goes. Let's grab line one. Randy, okay, we're trying to help Ryan here. Worst smell for the house?
Ryan's already had it. Pepe Le Pew, old skunk.
The skunk.
Yeah.
Bring the skunks back.
Oh, yeah, after I worked so hard to get that smell
right
out.
Right, right. Hey, Randy's got a point. Bring them back. Right?
Yeah, can't make it any worse.
Right, and then maybe the people are outdoorsy and they like the skunks.
Aww,
right?
Yeah.
And they'll buy your house because they'll have a built-in pet. All right, Randy, good call, buddy. You have a good morning.
Yep, you do the same. Thanks. Love your show.
Thanks, man. Line three, John.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. You got a smell for him?
We were looking for a house back in the day. Cigarettes.
Oh, they God.
This one house had ashtrays and it had, like, I mean, they had cigarettes in every room in an ashtray. I mean, it just stunk.
Okay, so when we get done with the Mexican restaurant today, pick up a carton of Pall Malls on the way home and smoke them all.
I don't know who that dork was that said about weed, but I'd rather smell weed than cigarettes. So whoever that dork was.
John, I think you've just created a billboard for half the dispensaries in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather smell weed than that effing cigarette, man. All right, brother. Yeah. You have a good day, man.
All right. Have a good one, guys. Hey, where are you guys going today?
We're going to Carnival Market in Pontiac on Walton, the Mexican restaurant. Yeah, we'll be there around noon.
All right. Have a good meal.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Later.
There he goes. Okay. One quick one here. We got Battle of the Birds, by the way. We'll do another round in about 10 minutes here. We'll get players. Oh. When you clean chicken breast in the sink and trim the fat, a day or two later, you realize the disposal didn't grind up all the chicken. There it is. That's the smell.
Yeah, nah.
Come on, man.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving new players the chance to cash $100. Just bet $1 on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code CSX only at DraftKings Sportsbook. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 800-270-7117. 21 and older, Michigan only, new customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Winnings paid out in four $25 free bets. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
Resident young guy, newlywed, they've got their dog, and now they're selling their very first house. And anyone can give you, like, the smells to put out. Cookies or cinnamon or vanilla.
Right,
or
yeah.
Mahogany. That's what you guys think, like, the mahogany candle.
Yeah, something like that. Smells good. I like it.
Yeah, that's dumb, though. You see, everyone, why would you put, you want the worst smell possible in your house so you can find out someone who's really motivated to buy your house? It could save you on closing costs. Also, if they're willing to power through a house that smells like sauerkraut, dude.
You know they want right? it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. Worst smells. Tons of text messages coming in.
Oh, my gosh. We got one here. How about reptiles, like the reptile house at the zoo when you first walk in there? Yeah, that one does hit you.
Is that one, Jack? That's a bad smell. Yeah, okay.
Oh, here's a natural gas leak.
No.
That'll be good for when they
come. No, it's rotten eggs, right? You know what? I mean, we've all heard the commercials. It smells like rotten eggs.
All right, Rodney, I don't know this smell, but dead carp.
Yeah.
It's just fish, I guess. Dead Carp. Another great band. I saw them too. Yeah. Yeah, they opened up at Pine Knob a couple of years ago for Eddie Money, I think. Yeah, I remember them. Jim, go ahead, man.
Oh, you were looking for junior high or teenage boys.
I'll tell you what. When I would come home in middle school after playing hoops all day or doing any sport, my mom would not let me come in the house until I took my shirt off. We lived in an apartment, and I was stripped down to my underwear many a day, changing into clothes. She'd throw them out the
right
door.
Right up front.
I was not allowed to come in the house. She's like, nope, you're not coming in here, man.
Yeah, pungent. It's just, it causes a gag reflex.
It does, yeah. All right, so I've got it. I can bring Adam by, my son.
Oh, geez, well, that's worse, too, because my nephew, I feel like he either smells horrible or smells like Axe body spray. He doesn't understand how to control the spray.
There's no middle ground. None. All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you listening, man. Have a good day.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
There you go. Subi, good morning.
Good morning.
So you got one for us?
Yeah, cooking Brussels sprouts.
Oh, God. I was just telling Ryan, Brussels sprouts have this smell. My dad used to get triggered by canned peas.
Ew.
He would yell sweat socks at the top of his lungs, and he would not eat them. He wouldn't. Yeah. He would go hungry. Okay, but Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts are pretty strong.
Maybe old broccoli. That's got a good smell to it, too.
Right. Old broccoli?
Brussels sprouts beats broccoli.
All right.
Yeah. Old Broccoli played at a jazz club in Detroit, wasn't he? A famous guy. Blues singer, right? Old Broccoli.
I'm eating my broccoli. This smells like butt.
Okay, nope. All right. Subi, you have a great day.
I don't like that. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Bye. Yeah, it was Cliff Bell, so remember. I was there.
Big Jim's house.
Everybody ready to go? One more round, Battle of the Burbs Wednesday.
Yeah, ready.
I'm ready.
Rob, no pressure. You're representing Westside, and you guys have not won today. Okay?
Nope. Okay.
All right. Nice and game show loud. You better be loud, man. Scott Eastside. How you doing, Scott?
Eastside.
There you go. See, Rob, that's the kind of energy you got to bring. And Jim, downriver. What's up, Jim?
How you doing? Downriver's got this.
See, there you go. The confidence all day today from our players. 248-398-9279. We got our players now. Here we go. Jack's got the bullhorn to our right.
Project for me, guys. Yeah, I need to hear you.
There you go. Okay, look at him. Okay.
Rules.
The judge, jury, and executioner over there. He's got the bullhorn. Ryan and I have the questions. Here we go. Wally Palmer is best known as the lead singer for what leather-clad Detroit band?
Westside.
Rob, what's the answer?
MC5.
No, not the MC5. Jim, Scott?
No clue.
Okay, that's all right. The Romantics. I figured the leather would be the kind of the...
I'm gonna rock you up.
Okay. Yeah, after the show, we got to focus, Ryan. All right. Here we go. Question number...
Number two. What fast food chain used the slogan, have it your way?
West Side.
Rob, what's the answer?
Burger King.
Burger King.
Winner, chicken dinner!
Okay, there we go. Question one there. And they had another slogan, I want to Burger King you up. From the Romantics callback. Too much? All right, sorry. Question number three. What was the name of Han Solo's ship in Star Wars?
East
Side.
Scott, what's the answer?
The Millennium Falcon.
There it is. He can do the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs, and it still took him an hour and a half on 275. It's a fact, man. All right, east side of one, west side of one. Here we go. Question number...
Number four. What was the name of where the Lions played before Ford Field?
West side. That was close.
Rob for the win. Rob?
Pontiac Silverdome.
There it is. Yeah.
Wow. Good game.
And you know what? Everybody won once today.
Yep.
We are your inclusion station this morning, man. Everybody got a shot this morning. Jim and Scott, we'll play tomorrow right around this time. You guys are welcome to call back and try to get in, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you listening
in
the morning.
Have a great day.
Hey, there he goes. Rob, good job, buddy. Restaurant Road Trip, week 7, baby.
Yeah.
Week 7. You guys have been amazing. You ready today?
I'm pumped.
All right. We're going to be heading out the door in a little bit. We still got more suggestions. We're going to keep going with this. We just want to feature local joints here in the Motor City and beyond. And beyond. I sound like Buzz Lightyear. I don't know about you. I haven't really asked you, what is your range? I'm willing to go anywhere. I'll go to Clyde's over the Mac. It's a 5-hour drive one way. We can make it.
I'll go there, but you have to stop before the bridge, let me off, and then go get it and bring it back. I'm not going
He's
over
not
the bridge.
Joking.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm not.
All right. Keyword trip if you want to see our food videos from the first 6 weeks. Cheesesteak from Ganella's. Let me see. The burgers and stuff from Daly's and the awkward moment.
Yeah.
That's still an uncomfortable video to watch.
Yeah, I can still see that guy just staring at me.
Yeah. We tried to, it's Donnie's fault. We did a Lady in the Tramp moment at Daly's, and it didn't work out the way we expected.
No, these two old men looked like they were going to jump us.
Bodie's in Plymouth was fantastic. London Fish and Chips in Clinton Township. We've had some listeners go by there.
Yep.
Let me see. I mentioned Ganella's.
Yep, and then we went to the Polish Village Cafe last week in Hamtramck.
Friends are still laughing about Ganella's, the 18 layers of meat sandwich. If you've never seen one, oh my God. Keyword trip them. Hold on, Rich got a suggestion. What do you got, man?
I got a good place for you guys to try.
Shoot.
Guest Omelet in Redford, Plymouth Road in Beach Daly area. They make omelets, 3 and 4 egg omelets, any type you want. Taco, Mexican, they have a kielbasa one. Polish one. I mean, you name it, they make it out of for omelets.
So it's called Just Omelets.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Ryan's Googling it right now. Look good?
Oh wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh. We've hit a food nerf. Okay. Rich, man, all right, one more thing to consider. Just Omelets in Redford. All right, man. You be good. Have a good day. Enjoy this warm weather.
Oh, I love it. Pretty soon I'll be going out in my Speedo. Never mind.
See, you had such a good call going,
yeah,
Rich, and then you
off.
Threw it away. You threw it away with that one line, dude. Be good, buddy.
You guys aren't supposed to be viewing that one. Behave yourself.
Later, bud.
Bye.
Okay, there we go. Just Omelets. It does look good.
Well, you know the omelets are going to be good when the place is called Just Omelets.
So now there's a question involving the naming of this restaurant, though, when it's Just Omelets. Was it Just Omelets because that's all they wanted to do, or that's all that one person who ran the restaurant wanted to do? Why don't we do pancakes and we'll do sandwiches? Just Omelets. We can do Mexican food. We can do
Ding!
Greek. We can do.
Came up.
What part of Just Omelets don't you get?
Well, can we at least have toast?
Just omelets. Read the sign. I like hummus. Cool. It's just omelets.
Big Jim's house.
We were just talking about guest omelets in Redford. Guest. If you don't know how to say it, it's not just omelets. It's guest omelets. Just because you and I said just omelets, I don't know, 50 times, it's Rich's fault.
Yeah. Rich.
It's guest omelets. G-E-S-T. Is that right?
No, it's spelled different than that.
Well, don't now you really screwed me up.
Oh, no, just G-E-S-T. Sorry. Now people are screwing me up on the text spelling guest regular.
Quit blaming everybody, Logan. Jason, this is what we have to deal with every morning, man.
That's how I spelled guest until I was 18. I should have known that.
G-E-S-T.
Yeah.
Okay. Jason Carr from Channel 4 joins us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hi-yo.
Hey-o. So we're not going there today. We're going to Carnival Market in Pontiac on Walton, man. Big props to you and a lot of people telling us to go hit that. So are you going to try to pop over for lunch?
I am, as a matter of fact.
Look out.
What time are you guys going to be there?
Noon?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Will that work? Because you're off at 11, right?
Right. Okay. And I will traverse my way to Walton, and I'll come with an empty stomach and big eyes.
Okay, so we're going burrito today, though, right? The burrito's something we got to try.
I was talking to them yesterday because it's been so long since they've been on the show. That's how I first got hip to them, was on Live in the D on Local 4. And they brought on all kinds of different stuff. And I tried their ultimate burrito and immediately pronounced it the best burrito I've ever had in my 50 years on this planet.
That's a strong statement, yeah. Jason Carr. That is a strong statement.
So I know, and I'm on the hook, because if you guys don't like it or you're just like, well, it's pretty good, right?
No, we're going to love it, man. And you're not, believe me, you are not alone in this, by the way. There are a lot of people been texting about tamales and their salsa, and they make their own guacamole and everything. So we'll go check the place out today.
It's like I have not been there in person myself. I've only had it delivered. They came on the show at the station, and then I had it delivered to a friend's backyard party, and it was phenomenal again. But I haven't been there in person. I understand that it's like a market, a mercado, and it happens to have a restaurant in it kind of thing.
Okay, this is sad. I've been in there and bought stuff in the market and didn't go to the restaurant part of it.
Boo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
I know. I live right down the road, man. So you're going to join us at noon today.
I will see you there.
That's the plan. Jason Carr from Channel 4. Ooh. Good talk to you. Appreciate the heads up on it, too, man. Nice to know you're out there, brother.
Absolutely. Peace.
Right. There he goes. Love him. Okay. So we're ready. Keyword trip, if you got suggestions. We got to put guest on the list, though, right? The Alma place, as much as we...
yeah,
the fact
as much
that we butchered their name. No, this place has been there for 20 years, man. It sounds awesome. Could eat an omelet. You know, Mexican food, though, if you eat a bunch of Mexican food, and I know you got your house up for sale, go back. Might be another smell.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Think about that.
Horchata, by the way. I'm getting some of that.
Horchata's
the drink. It's like a milky cinnamon drink.
That was like 2 hours ago you brought that up.
I know, I just thought
of it. You just now thought of that? What? CSX, Big Jim's house here. Around 9:20 Wednesday morning. Big Jim is Ryan Logan on the left. Jack's with us as well, working the house phones. We may have a special guest for week 7 of our restaurant road trip. We'll see if it works out today. Jason Carr from Channel 4 wants to join us at Carnival Market. We'll be there around noon today.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
In Pontiac on Walton. The big burrito. That's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
He texted me yesterday. What was it?
You better come, Jason. If you stand us up, we're no longer friends, right? That's how it works.
Quit being moody because your house is for sale. Stop it.
I'm kidding.
I'm not messing with Jason Carr. Are you kidding me? He's got a car. George, we're going to see. We'll go say hi to George, Ilar, and Jason and Joe. Chris, the manager, will be there as well. Jason called the place yesterday and told him we were coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He thinks he had the ultimate burrito.
Oh, now I'm going to
have
to look
one.
It up.
The
I'm
ultimate
definitely
burrito.
Getting a burrito, because that's the only word he said about this place for 3 weeks now.
Yeah, the burrito,
burrito, burrito.
So now, I think he only said it one at a time. Maybe he did say it three times in a row. Jason, what are we getting? Burrito, burrito, burrito. So we are heading to Carnival Market today. We'll week 7. Of course, we'll have video and stuff. We'll put that up there. If you haven't seen the first 6 and you're hungry, we got food porn for you. Text us. The keyword is
trip.
Yeah. Burrito, burrito, burrito.
I want to get charnada. Is that how you say it? I think I'm wrong. It's a Mexican drink. It's like a cinnamony.
Well, there's Doritos, which is and I know I'm saying it wrong. There's a brand of soda, and I know they sell that there.
Yeah, no, this is like I don't even know, a cinnamony type of drink. It's really good.
Okay.
I don't know how to say it.
Chalupa?
No.
That's not it?
I'll figure it out. Or somebody let me know.
No. We're going to leave you hanging when we get there today.
Can I just have some of your cinnamon water?
Hey, can I have some cinnamon water? I'm from Livonia. We don't have the cinnamon water in Livonia. Y'all fancy here at the Carnival Market. Do it. Ask for cinnamon water today. Hey, man. You got cinnamon water?
Cinnamon water.
What was that voice?
Like, this is the sugar water from Men in Black.
Is that going to be the guy from, okay, from Men in Black? That'll be the guy. Excuse me, I'm looking for some cinnamon water, please. No. Jason Carl, kick us out now. We're rolling with royalty, man. He's a big-time TV star.
This is like real big time, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about important issues and stuff. Like, how many times did you say burrito on the air? And do you guys have cinnamon water? You can stop by and join us. I don't know why you would, based on this conversation, but we'll be at Carnival Market today around noon on Walton in Pontiac. Cinnamon water.
Big Jim's house.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
All right, we're out of here. Donnie's coming in next. Of course, Dave Dahmer later on today. Give me 3 of 3 and Naughty Nelly News.
Oh, boy.
Dave's feeling it with Naughty Nelly News this week, man. He's got that in the show later on today. Always fun to listen to Double D on the way home. Okay. You have a great day in your house. Good luck. First full day. Hopefully,
thank you.
Everybody helping you with all the worst smells to put out?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out what year it was the Lions went 0-16 and just get you a ticket from that game. That's the world. That stunk on ice.
The atmosphere in the locker room that season.
Yep. All right. Tomorrow morning, we'll have a full review from Carnival Market, and Pontiac will be there around noon today. Week 7 of a restaurant road trip. Maybe Jason Carl will join us. I don't know.
Nice.
He's the one who set it all up. He called there yesterday for us.
I love it.
Wow. Dude's got some juice. All right. You guys be well. Walton Goggins is going to join us tomorrow morning on the show from the Unicorn on CBS. And we got a couple pranks that women played. One of them on their mom, one of them on their significant other. Magical. We'll get into that. You guys be well. Don't wash your dog. Remember, he's supposed to smell bad for that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.